time for your hookup.
Yesterday, we told you that there was a story that Tiffany Haddish shared about a drugged up actress biting Beyonce at an after party.
Hashtag who bit Beyonce is still trending on Twitter.
Yes, and Chrissy Teigen was on the Today Show yesterday and admitted she knows who bit Beyonce.
It's not who I thought, I will say. But I love, the problem is I love everybody involved. So I'm like, zip. It's just like if I had a dollar for every time that I had a few glasses of wine or something.
And did something
and
crazy.
Would have done something like that. Oh, man. I asked John yesterday, I was like, it's not me, is it?
Okay, yeah, wait a minute. Yeah. She says, yeah, they're getting as bad as The View.
I know.
She said she had a dollar for every time she did something like that.
Yeah.
If I had a dollar for every time I got drunk and bit somebody in the face, $0, Rach. Zero.
Here's the thing. Whoever this person is, Chrissy Teigen is obviously close to because she's clearly trying to defend it almost. For her to say that she had a dollar for every time she did it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Chrissy Teigen runs some pretty high Hollywood circles, and she said she loves this person too. I'm dying to know who this is.
You are wound up. You can't.
I am. Who bit Beyonce?
You got that FOMO going on who bit Beyonce.
It's killing me. Big Sean just shelled out $120,000 for a ring, and a lot of people thought it was because he was proposing to Jhené Aiko.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal, though. The ring was actually a birthday gift for himself.
Yeah, so apparently he's not proposing to Jhené Aiko.
No.
He's not proposing to the Pussycat Dolls, Nicole Scherzinger.
There was a rumor that they were shacking up and he was cheating on Jhené with her.
He just needed a giant green emerald ring to celebrate his own birthday.
30th birthday. I mean, it's a big year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
30 years old.
That's a big, gaudy-ass ring, though. I'll tell you that.
$120,000. It's an emerald in the middle. It's ugly.
It looks like he's part of the Justice League. Like
it
he's
does.
The new Green Lantern.
It could be.
Big Sean is a new Green Lantern, everybody. You heard it here first.
DMX is getting ready to be sentenced tomorrow for tax fraud. You may have seen this. He owes $1.7 million to Uncle Sam. He's got this court date tomorrow.
Yeah.
And according to his lawyer, he feels that in order to make the court understand how genuine he is and what kind of person he is, he needs to play some of his songs in court because he's just going to be too emotional to speak to everybody.
Uh-huh.
So this is what you may expect to hear if you're in the courtroom with DMX tomorrow.
Okay, so this one is, he's not going to play like X Gonna Give It To You because that's
no,
aggressive.
That is a lot.
This
yeah.
I think the convo is one of those they want to
yeah.
play.
Tell me that there's love here, but to me it's late. That with all the blood here,
feeling with state. Plus with all the hate. Hard to keep. Your Honor, into evidence. I would like to present the convo to the United States government.
Oh, boy.
X should have given it to you, but he kept it. And we are very sorry about that.
People in that courtroom are going to be like, what the hell is going on?
Your Honor, every time you go to the club, you trying to get your... I don't know how that's going to work out for him, I'll be
honest.
Okay.
No, I think DMX be going to jail, but we'll see. That's your Hollywood hookup.